characteristic of Our Time Alone. Chapter 2. From the earliest known times of men's collective life, we know that men have always united with one another through their family, tribal, exchange, commercial ties, and still more by the subjection of the many to one or several rulers. Such subjection of the ones to the others, of the majority to the minority, was so common to all peoples and existed for such a long time that everyone, both those who ruled over the many and those who were in subjection to them, considered such an arrangement of life inevitable, natural, and the only one possible for the collective life of men. The rulers considered that being destined by God himself to rule over the peoples, they had an obligation to try to the best of their abilities to use their power for a tranquil, peaceful and happy life for their subjects. And this was voiced many times in all the teachings of sages and also in the religious teachings of the most ancient and numerous sections of mankind, in Tao Te King and the laws of Manu. The subjects, too, considered such an arrangement of life foreordained of God, inevitable, and therefore obediently subjected.